Western journalist writes appreciation for wonderful, marvelous, SOTH African alcohol advertisement. Patrick Archbold is an established blogger and journalist for the National Catholic Register, an American publication. His blog, Creative Minority Report, for years defined the word pithy for readers, in case he thought to use it. He is known for his moral arguments, his political beliefs, and his humor. Unfortunately, yesterday some of his humor was a tad accidental, as he misspelt South Africa in showing appreciation for an advertisement for Bowles Scottish Whiskey. The blog he got to know of the advertisement from noted it created meaning in a manner respecting the soon-to-be alcoholic audience, unlike American Super Bowl commercial advertisements. One assumes this bids well for South African advertising agents. Nonetheless, our country still seems a tad hard to spell after watching such an advert. Notice the blog title like that on Twitter if you view the screenshot we have on our website spells the Republic of South Africa as South Africa. True to form and established humor, Patrick took our criticism with a shot of good humor and informed us the article had been corrected. Fortunately, he only jokingly condemned us to purgatory for pointing out he misspelt the name of our beloved country after his appreciating an advert for Bowles Scottish Whiskey. We had asked, were you testing the veracity of the advert when you wrote the headline? With a winky face, of course. And he replied, I fixed it already. People like you spend a lot of time in purgatory, just so you know. Jokingly, he said so. Someone should give the man a Bowles, I assume. That sentence is all the difference to the good, advert-starved American football audience. It is at this stage where we have the Bowles adverts embedded so that you may see it if you visit our website for that. To see the now corrected post by good-humoured Mr. Patrick Archbold, you may follow a link from our website to it. P.S. The South African government is looking to ban advertisements such as the one shown above. They believe such portrayal of alcohol promote alcoholism and must, like the now banned cigarette advertisement, disappear like the memories of a life drinking whiskey.